escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your Saturday is starting off well. It is February the 8th, 2025, and this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Scott Wolmering, myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus, Mike Overson, Luminate Home Loans, and we're here from 10 to 11, 612-294-6949, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at any point to interrupt the discussion with questions, comments, thoughts. This is a real estate show, and we talk all things real estate, mortgage, a lot going on. Scott, as always, buddy, good morning to you.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We are thrilled, we are thrilled to have him back in studio after being in Mexico last week on the team trip. Everybody had a blast. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. We are going to get into everything real estate and mortgage related as we do every weekend. It's also Super Bowl weekend. So 612-294-6949, text us who's going to win and what the score is. And we'll see what the consensus is on who's going to win this week. It's between the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, we've got the big Super Bowl weekend. We got a little snow coming down here in Minnesota, and we've got a lot to talk about with the real estate market as well.
We
Scott,
do.
It was fun this week on Facebook. You shared a photo, a 10-year photo of us
at the radio show 10 years ago. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
We were at another channel.
Yes.
10 years ago. Think about it. Every Saturday for probably 20 years, we've been doing this every Saturday morning.
Well, yeah, you know, I got ripped because like 3 weeks ago, I was doing the math, the Wolmering math in my head, and I was like, yeah, we started this back in 2005, so that's 25 years. And then everybody that was listening is like, get your calculator out, Scott. It's 20 years that we've been doing this. 20, not 25. But yeah, 10 years ago, it was amazing. It was a lot less gray hair for me. That was the thing that stuck out to me. It's like, man, my hair was black, and now it's 90% gray.
Yeah.
And you, we were talking about, because you've been on kind of a fitness, eating well, taking care of yourself, getting your energy up for about the last 10 years. So you were much fuller.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't say that you were chubby. You were just fuller compared to what you look like now.
Yeah, over time. With that gray hair, though, Scott, has come wisdom.
Yes.
Lots of wisdom, lots of expertise. A lot of good thoughts, my friend.
Yep, that's it. I was at a function. Oh, this is like 5 years ago. And one of the top agents out of Eden Prairie was telling people, he said, you know, this Scott, he was selling real estate before you even knew what was going on. And I'm like, so FYI, he's just really, really old. like it was like they should like blow the dust off me or something.
Blow the dust off to you. Hey, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us every week. We work, again, the show here at WCCO, Mike Overson, Luminate Home Loans, Luminate Bank. They are a local bank, wonderful company, do an outstanding job. Again, this first segment, we normally do a real estate update and a mortgage update. Interest rates, we were just talking before the show, Scott, kind of in the 6.75 range. You know, the market's kind of felt it, but we're again, about 6.75, right around there is the current range that we're seeing for interest rates. You're on a 30-year fixed mortgage. And then from a real estate standpoint, the numbers, these are year-over-year numbers. So new listings up slightly, just 2% increase. There were 886 new homes that came on the market. Pending sales down almost 15%. There were 610 accepted purchase agreements last week. And then the overall inventory, still just crazy low, 6,888 homes for sale. But the prices, how about the prices? What's going on with values here? They're still up 4.5% year over year. The median sales price is 370. Scott, I mean, that number, that six for inventory, I don't remember that a lot over the years that we've done this show. That is, it's got to be one of the lowest that we've ever seen.
Yeah, I remember it was probably 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, we hit 4,800. And I remember that being, maybe you've got your little chart there, but it was like 4,800. That was the lowest we'd ever been. So just for those that don't listen to the show for the last 20 years, let me tell you what 6,800 homes means. That means it is the second best seller's market that we've ever had. The least amount of homes on the market. Values are still up. And that's what we're dealing with. If you're a buyer, the question always, well, why would I buy in this market if it's up? But you got to understand, guys, it's only up 4%. We're not back in 2003 where we're 20% appreciation, 15% appreciation. Things have leveled after 2022. You know, so we're getting 3 to 4% appreciation a year. I think that's good. Interest rates getting as normal as you can, meaning we're going to kind of see that 6.5 to 7. You know, Mike thought if we got into the low sixes, that would be a big thing. So we're going to kind of settle into this. And I personally believe that just a nice kind of gradual, let's grow out of this. You know, let's appreciate 2-3% a year. Let's go from 6,800 to 75 to 9,000. Let's not do anything artificial. The president is suggesting an artificial drop of interest rates, you know, 4.5% to spur the market. And I am totally not in favor of that. We've talked about it before. Whenever you do something like that, you can't push one way without it pulling the other. So if you drop rates to 4.5%, a house that's 500 right now goes to 535. But it's not real. You're just buying that payment. So just let everything settle in. It'll gradually take us out of this market. Refinance when you can.
It is, again, wanted to give just a quick shout out. Again, every year with our team, the Minnesota Real Estate Team, we do kind of a fun top producer trip where we take folks, the agents who sell a certain amount, and a guest on sort of an incentive trip. So we got back from the trip, had a lot of fun down in Puerto Vallarta. I got sick this week, Scott. It's been kind of, yes, a long week here, but coming back slowly but surely. But everybody had a wonderful time on the trip, and so I just want to congratulate everybody for a great, great trip, great year as well. Again, we're up against the first break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. After the break, we're going to hit on a couple featured listings as well that we've got here on the market. Again, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend's going well. We love to feature a few listings every show. Miss Deb Luzinski. Deb's got a great one in West St. Paul, 1016 Cruz Street for $270,000. There was a recent price improvement on that one. Scott, that's a 3-bed, 1-bath home. It's got great hardwood floors throughout, stainless steel appliances, fully fenced yard, new roof, AC, and driveway. Very recently, again, that's 1016 Cruz Street in West St. Paul for $270,000. And then Mike Hilber. Mike's got a great one up in Lindstrom, $525,000, 11766 North Meadow Curve in Lindstrom. And it's a very private location. It's nestled on a wooded pond, and it's in one of Lindstrom's premier neighborhoods. Over 3,000 finished square feet, 5-bed, 4-bath, walkout rambler. It's got 2 gas fireplaces, in-floor heat, a large four-season porch, lower-level rec room, Hunter Douglas blinds throughout. And then, Scott, there's a lot of lakes nearby. In Lindstrom, you got a lot of great restaurants, schools, shopping, coffee shops. The home right now is coming soon. It's available for showings on February 14th, Valentine's Day, bud. And again, that is 11766 North Meadow Curve in Lindstrom, $525,000 with Mike Hilber. Nice property.
Yeah, that's a great great property. And, you know, Lindstrom, you know, it's it actually is not that far from the cities. It actually feels nice, and you feel like you're in a smaller town. It's a great place to live. I've showed out there through the years. We had a comment over the break that came on through social media asking what have you seen happening with the change in commissions? You know, what effect has that had and so on? And, you know, Ryan and I were talking a little bit. In what I've seen is actually commissions going up. And so just so people understand what the change in commission is, there really is no change. It's the same that's out there as that's always been. It's just now we're identifying, which we used to do as well, identifying seller and buyer. So what am I going to pay the buyer? What is the selling agent going to make? And the seller has an option of not paying a buyer commission. I don't want to pay a buyer's agent. And so that sounds good on the surface. Oh, my gosh, I can save this money and so on. And so a normal buyout payout is 2.7%. So what I've seen happening, because agents that, and this is going to get a little complicated, so I'm going to try to make it easy. Agents that never in their life have made 3% on the listing side, that's a 6% listing. And there's a lot of agents out there that listed 5% or 5.25% or 5.5%, et cetera. And so what I'm seeing now with this change, because no one really gets it, is a lot of agents going in saying, well, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I charge 3%.
Yeah, I'll sell your home for
3%. Yeah. Well, what about the buyer's agent? Well, they can ask for a commission if they want, but we don't have to offer anything. So now this listing agent, who never in their entire career has gotten 3%.
On the listing side.
Now it feels really good to that seller because they're like, oh my gosh, 3%. Unfortunately, every buyer, 99.89% of every offer that you're going to get is going to write 2.7% in because they have the buyer's agent has a contract with their buyer. And so now what turned from a 3% listing is all of a sudden turned into a 5.7% listing. But now you're wrapped up in the deal. So what is the seller going to do? Are they going to really figure it out at that point? So that's the problem that I've seen in it is
not being honest.
Not giving all the information to try to make more money on your side, which if you've listened to me for the years is my literal pet peeve in this business, is the money will take care of itself, take care of your sellers. And so that's the problem I've seen, is you can go in now and say, oh, I'll just charge 2.7. And you're like, oh, my God, that's awesome. Well, they might have done it for 5%, and now you're forced to 5.4 when someone writes in 2.7.
Yeah, so it's just, again, they're... for those that don't follow it as closely, there was the big commission national settlement last year. And now as real estate brokers and agents were required there's a little bit more disclosure. There's some different paperwork signed. The reality of it, the market in the Twin Cities, again, low inventory, less than 7,000 homes. But interest rates, again, are the high sixes. And so affordability is an issue right now with the current economy, with the current labor market, with the current rental market. And so what that means is that homes are not flying off the shelf, even really nice homes. Now, granted, if it is a really aggressively priced first-time home buyer range home, yeah, we do. And in some situations, we see a multiple offer. But Scott, I think it's a different time than when COVID, you know, when, hey, there's 8 offers on everything. And so we don't need to pay agents and we don't need to pay commissions. And it's a time now where you want to align with a good agent so she or he can really help you through the process. And again, I think this expired listing that I saw was just a good example that, you know, the first thing that the seller said, well, look, yep, we were expired. We were on the market forever, but we're not going to pay an agent, you know, and the home still hasn't sold and they want to sell it.
Well, and again, what we were talking about off air, when somebody says, I'm not going to pay a commission, what they're saying is because I'm going to make more money. Because isn't that the only thing that matters? It doesn't matter if you're paying a commission. What if you were paying 10%, but the agent that you're paying 10% to could get you $20,000 net more than the other agents can? So,
sure.
So what somebody says, well, I'm not paying commission. What they're saying is because I'm going to save that money. And what we know, being in the business, it's the complete opposite. If you are basically not paying a commission, your net at the end is going to be way, way less. Because who hunts for those kind of properties? For sale by owners that like to buy them. What are their mindset? Their mindset is you're going to get about 10% of what you're asking for. And since you're going to get that, blah, 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 blah. And so it is you are not going to make more money not paying commission. And I would argue that in this new age of how commissions is split, so 2.7% is the normal buyer side payout. If that is not, I am a huge proponent in pay the 2.7% out, regardless of what you end up negotiating your total commission to be, because buyer's agents call. I'll give you an example of a listing I just had right now, and I had a long discussion with the sellers, and at the end of the day, it's their decision. They did not want to go with paying out 2.7%. They wanted to go with paying out 2%, which is their you know, totally their they can do it. And so I got at least 6 calls that called asking what the commission was. When I told them 2%, not 2.7, only one of those 6 that called showed it. Now, we ended up getting, you know, 5 showings on it. I won't give you the address or the whatever. But so in my opinion, we probably got at least 1 less offer, maybe 2 less offers, because those people weren't going to show it at 2%. They want, because in a relatively expensive price range, that's a big difference to an agent.
Well, and I think just so for everybody hearing that, what again, the agent will have a buyer rep contract with the buyer. And so in a situation like that, without being too complicated, again, is that the buyer then comes up with the difference. And oftentimes, again, in this current environment, people don't have the extra cash. And so so it's not that the agent doesn't want to show it. It's not like an ethical, oh, hey, I'm not making enough, I'm not going to show it. There's sometimes financial implications for the buyer, but ultimately your point is it can affect the seller and the price they get.
It does. And I use an example of one in Minneapolis, same kind of thing, 350. Everything we wrote on it, 350, had 15 offers on it. This one had been on the market for 2 weeks, was the nicest one we showed, no offers. And when I called them, like, what's going on? You should have 15 offers on this. And he'd been on for 2 weeks. Guess what? They were paying zero on the buy side. Now, you can write it in. So everyone's like, well, you can write it in. What's the difference? Well, it's human nature. It's like your buyer all of a sudden knows, oh, wait a minute. Now we're writing this in and it's on top and it gets confusing. So people shy away from it. And that's the best example. Everything else had 15 offers on it. This one had zero. And we were able to get it for probably $15,000 less than we should have.
Before the break, we've got a couple other listings. Miss Sue Marty has got one in St. Paul, 209 East 8th Street. Unit 406, priced for $299.9. It's the building is the Dakota of St. Paul, and it's fully rentable. It's a top floor unit, 2-bed, 2-bath. It's facing the park. There's dogs and cats allowed. It's got an open concept, updated kitchen, stainless steel appliances. Gorgeous, Sue says. It's got a security entrance, underground heated parking, 2 blocks from the CHS field, quick close as possible. And again, $299,900. And again, the address is 209 East 8th Street, Unit 406. Sue said this one is a pre foreclosure. Be sure to check that out. And then the other one is listed for $189.9. It's 310 East 18th Street, number unit 201. For $189.9, Sue says, own and invest for less than rent. There are rentals allowed with some restrictions. Again, it's a one-bed, one-bathroom, 836 finished square feet. Also an open concept, very updated kitchen, stainless steel appliances, security entrance, underground heated parking, and it's two blocks south of the convention center. Quick close possible, and it's only available due to job transfer. 310 East 18th Street, Unit 201. Be sure to check that out for $189.9. We're at the halfway point of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We welcome your questions, comments, thoughts, 612-294-6949. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Text us your team and score. We'll share the consensus here before the end of the show. We'll be back after the break. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We hope your weekend's going well, everybody. We got some snow falling. Drive safe if you are out and about on the roads. The roads are a little bit slick, but manageable. Definitely manageable as I drove down here. Hey, Jack Dickinson's got one, Scott, in Prior Lake. 6326 White Drive for $400,000. It's a four-bed, two-bath home. It's got three beds on the main floor laundry, new windows installed, new carpet installed, over a half acre. People love Prior Lake.
Yeah.
$400,000 for that one, 6326 White Drive in Prior Lake. Not seeing a lot in that price range. And then one other one before we continue the discussion, Scott. Jen Tischlitter, who was on the trip too.
Yes.
Super fun spending time with Jen and her husband Paul. 1797 Brandlewood Court. It's over down in Hastings. $675,000 for this, $675,000. It's a three-year-old walkout Rambler. It's a half-acre corner lot. It's got black Anderson windows throughout, oversized patio doors, so there's lots of natural light that comes in. A ton of curb appeal, she said. It's got a huge covered porch with a wood ceiling. The main floor primary suite, large walk-in shower, soaking tub. Again, it's three-bed, three-bath, and it's got newer maintenance-free timber tech deck overlooking a flat backyard. Nice walk. People love walkout Ramblers. $675,000 for this, 1797 Brandlewood Court in Hastings. Check out those photos. A nice walkout Rambler.
Yeah, very very good. And the one that Vanessa and Jack had, Dickinson, they great couple, by the way. I see them at the gym all the time. They actually do yoga.
Oh, really?
Yes, which is an actual workout. I don't do yoga. But they're there. And great property. Same with Jen's.
You should start doing some yoga. They're
oh,
young
my gosh. Yeah, I am. Yoga's not my thing.
Yeah. Actually, good news. Jen said that property is sold. Well, how do you like that,
congratulations.
How do you like that, Jen? Thank you. Thank you for the heads up. Had a comment here. Guys, the Eagles are going to win. 31-27. Got a nice comment here, Bill Ebert, 31-27. Also had a comment saying, not the Vikings.
No, that's correct. That is a safe bet.
That is a safe bet. We did have a question come in asking about our veterans. God bless our veterans. Asking about that VA loan. Are we seeing VA loan offers get accepted? Yes. Yeah, we are.
I just accepted one on my listing, one of my listings in Lakeville.
Was it a zero down, Scott? Or
it was by choice.
Okay.
It is a gentleman that and his wife that did not have to. Yeah, by choice. They could put money down if they need to. It's the VA loan's a great loan.
Yeah.
And so if you're able to utilize it, the reason that some people freak out about VA loans is because they can call work orders. So you have to have a house that's in relatively decent repair. They get a little bit concerned about appraisals, but I've looked into that actually, and there's really no difference between appraisals being called low on VA versus FHA and conventional. A lot of times it was always that's the one that's gonna hurt you. And actually over the last 10 years, there hasn't been that big of a difference between the two.
Yeah, if you are a vet, definitely look into it. I know Mike Overson with Luminate Home Loans has always said he believes it's the best loan out there. The good thing about this market, again, less than 7,000 homes, but we're not seeing, again, 15 offers on every home. And so your ability to use a VA loan, your ability to do a home inspection. For example, our friend Ruben with Structure Tech, he came in, did a great presentation for our team, the Minnesota real estate team, about Structure Tech, about what they do, the home inspection process itself. They're super detailed, Scott. But again, we're seeing offers in this market with a home inspection. I encourage you as a buyer, please get a home inspection. Go to the home inspection, yep. Especially if you're a guy like me that doesn't, you know, that is not super handy. Take time to learn. How does the furnace work?
Where's the furnace at?
Where's the furnace?
I swear to God.
What's radon?
What is a water heater? What does it look like?
I mean, think about that. You know, all of those types of things. Hey, I got to give just a quick shout out again, Scott. We're pumped about it. We were talking about the rental market. But the first, back when we were working together, back in the day, 2001, yep. I bought a duplex in Bloomington. And Scott, being a very good agent, so here's what he did. He spent a lot of time. He showed me a bunch of property. And then I said, you know what? I think I'm going to get I didn't buy one with Scott.
No, that's right.
But I got my license. And Scott graciously allowed me to join the Wii team, which I did. It was very nice of you.
Yep.
You didn't say, look, you showed me 40 homes, dude.
No,
you didn't buy anything. Part of the job. You were very gracious.
It is the way that it goes.
Anyway, I bought a duplex in Bloomington. It's an up-and-down duplex that we are opening in April as the Bob and Kathy O'Neill.
That is so cool.
House of Hope with our the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, going to be helping families in transition who need a little assistance. So it's an up-and-down duplex. Again, just be sure to check out the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. People that who are going through a difficult time, medical issues, loss of job, challenges, housing, Scott. We see it all the time. One thing happens. Maybe it's a medical bill, and somebody can be out on the street. So anyway, we're excited about this home that's going to be starting here. If you know anybody going through that situation, please reach out to us. It's going to be shorter-term housing, you know, probably 6 months or less, but allow people to get on their feet.
Well, and you did it to honor your mom and dad and named it after them, which I think is totally cool. And, yeah, you know, we've talked about it on the show. If you've not checked out the O'Neill Foundation, you really should. It is it's just cool. You help, two families a week that are all local with immediate needs. You know exactly where the money is going. You can see them being helped. It's very cool.
Yeah, appreciate it, buddy. Again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us here at any time. A comment just said, question from mortgage and title. I'm assuming my agent cannot tell me who I need to work with from a mortgage standpoint or a title standpoint. Scott?
No, they can give you advice. You know, most agents have a lender that they work with and a title company they work with. For example, we all work with Mike Overson, and he's, you know, the loan officer of the year. And so, of course, we believe very strongly that he is going to be a very good person to hook your wagon to. But by all means, I'll always have my clients shop around, maybe one or two or three lenders, make sure you find the right fit. What was the other question?
Well, and again, it was mortgage and title.
Title, same thing. We use Trademark Title.
Yeah.
You know, it is just a matter of convenience for most of us. That is, they do a great job. They're in our offices. If you can find a title company cheaper, they'll match the money. So it's not, you know, it's not that we're trying to make money on these things. It's just a lot of times it's what's best for our clients and what's the most convenient.
Yeah, and part of it is, again, too, who runs the business? Who's behind it? What's their ethics? What do they stand for? Love working with Trademark. Charity Malmberg started the company, owns the company, and it's you know, we see sometimes on title issues where you think, hey, title, is it a big deal? The owner's policies, it can be a big deal.
It's a big deal.
You need someone to insure when you're spending a couple hundred grand or $2 million on that listing. You got to be sure you're working with someone trustworthy who's going to cover your interest.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and it's also, you know, every transaction you have has a process. And so when you're dealing with somebody as a listing agent, they sell your home, you know, it's just a lot of times much easier to keep it within the title company they work with. They're in the same office. You can walk downstairs and talk to them, you know. But by all means, you do have the right to do or use any title company that you'd like.
Yep, it is a your choice. Yes. Lender, real estate, title. Hey, it's already the 3/4 point, holy Toledo, of the Minnesota Real Estate Show throughout the week. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at any point. If you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, please don't hesitate to reach out. We've got a top agent on the Minnesota Real Estate team wherever you are picking up the show here on CCO right now. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend is going well. Wanted to give a shout out to my dear brother, Thomas. Tom has been a longtime listener of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Tom has dedicated his life to teaching, has been and is an outstanding teacher over in North St. Paul, the North St. Paul district. Like my mom, who was a fifth grade teacher, Tom has taught high school. He's now doing some middle school as well, and really dedicated his whole life to teaching. Tom's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Thomas. We love you. Hope you're doing something fun. He's got three just wonderful now adult girls, Scott. Tom's a great dad, and just wish you a happy birthday here, Tom. And we are tipping our hat here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show to you.
Yeah, anybody that teaches middle school, there's a slice of heaven for them because that is a horrible age.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got five of them, and I'm telling you, that middle school, just kind of mumbling, just brain-dead time frame is just that would be very tough to be a teacher for middle school kids.
Teachers, I know I've said it a lot on here, we need to pay our teachers more.
Yes.
We need good people staying in the teaching world, instructing our kids. Hey, Scott, before I forget, I've got one other listing. Craig Hillier has one in Savage as well. Craig's a great agent. It's 5315 Edgewater Drive. For $565,000, it's a four-bed, three-bath home, and it's a Country Joe house. It was built in 2013. It's got an open floor concept, vaulted ceilings, 2,636 finished square feet. It's got an unfinished basement. The completed basement, Scott, would take it to 3,650 finished square feet. How about this? It's got a 100-gallon water heater.
Oh, my God.
100-gallon water heater. And Craig's doing an open house tomorrow. So Sunday before the big game, Super Bowl, February 9th, 11 to 12:30. Check that out. 5315 Edgewater Drive in Savage, $565,000. Pretty cool.
Very nice. So Super Bowl predictions, we might as well give ours. For the most part, read off what everybody's kind of saying.
Yeah, we've got a couple here for the Eagles, 21-17. Another one for the Eagles, 21-16. That's interesting. We've got four of them for the Chiefs here. It seems a little more Chiefs right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I am actually going to take the Chiefs 28-24. And I think it's going to be a less than a touchdown game, which their whole season's kind of been that way. But, yeah, Mahomes just finds a way to win. It's like we were talking yesterday, Ryan. It's like you try to pick out who the stars are on that team, and there really aren't any. They've got, you know, seven different receivers that have caught multiple. You know, they're just a tough team, well coached. I just think they're going to pull it out.
Yeah, I am going with the Chiefs as well. I think there's something about that young man, Patrick Mahomes, that's kind of intangible. That
the it factor.
Yeah,
they say.
He's a winner. It's kind of the Brady thing. Why did Brady? You know, he wasn't the most talented, the most athletic. He's just
unattractive. He was just dealt just a horrible hand.
I mean,
he's not athletic. He's ugly. Yeah, it was just awful.
Isn't that funny? Now a 50-year-old guy, you flip on, you look at Brady, you're like, man, that guy, what happened to him?
Would they put him in a machine? I'm like, I look like I was put. I'm 54. I look through like I was put through a cheese grater, and he looks like he looks. Yeah,
yeah. You and I both. That's why we don't rewatch the versions of our streaming.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, people have said, have you ever watched? I'm like, I've never watched.
We don't rewatch. It is funny with Brady because our buddy Kevin Curtis, who's a great agent, is not a fan of Brady. Brady commentating. I don't mind him. You know what? I don't know why. He's just so against Brady commentating. I don't know. I don't think it's that bad.
I think it's pretty bad.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think he can get better. I mean, he's better because the beginning of the year, everything was The ums have gone away. He gets a little too technical. He needs to be a combination between Troy Aikman and the old Romo, the old quarterback.
Tony Romo.
Yeah, those are my two favorite color guys, and he just needs to float a little bit more in the middle.
Yeah, again, hey, it's been a fun show today. Scott, thoughts for our market moving forward?
I think, you know, just pay attention going into the spring here. If you're a seller, don't overthink it. If you're a seller and you don't have anything to buy, this is the time.
Don't overprice it.
And don't overprice it, correct. If you are a buyer, I still think it is a very, very good time to buy, depending on the price range that you're buying in, and then wait and see when rates eventually drop over the next year, 2 years, 3 years. Get the real value on it. Don't wait for it to drop and then overpay for the house. That's not the smart move.
And if you are an investor, there are a lot of very good people looking to rent. I'm actually showing a rental property here today. And I've got, there's probably 25 to 30 people who inquired on it in like 4 days. There's a lot of people. It is still a good time to invest. Hey, fun show today. Nice job there,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, you too. Glad to have you back.
Yeah, glad to be with you. Thanks to Ryan Perpich for running the show here. What a guy. We like Ryan. Hey, it's been a fun show. We appreciate you all. Hope you have a great weekend here. Enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow. Look forward to being back. Enjoy the weekend. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.